KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have fog, a bit of mist in the air, and it's 48 degrees. We picked up 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall yesterday into the early morning hours. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Our weather forecast is calling for areas of fog this morning to dissipate by around 9 p.m. The thicker fog will be in the western counties. We look for otherwise cloudy skies, some showers and thunderstorms today, and some of those could be severe, especially later this afternoon, a high around 66. The National Weather Service's hazardous weather outlook for today says thunderstorms are likely, and by this afternoon, there is an enhanced risk of severe weather. With all modes of severe weather possible, including large hail, damaging winds, and perhaps a brief tornado or two, all possible. The highest probability of severe weather will be near and south of Interstate 80 between 2 and 8 p.m. So keep your eyes to the skies, your ears to the radio for any weather updates as they develop this afternoon. In the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors have issued a disaster declaration due to the current COVID-19 pandemic event. Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon says a disaster declaration does not mean any increase in risk to residents of Cass County. What it does is to open the door for the county to access possible mutual aid, regional, state, and federal resources should the county exhaust all of its resources during the pandemic. You can read that entire disaster declaration in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Two men from Cass County face multiple charges stemming from an incident last week involving what they thought was a suspicious vehicle traveling through the area. According to a criminal complaint and affidavit, 54-year-old Stephen Darrell Funk of Griswold, who was initially cited into court for false imprisonment, was also cited into court for aiding and abetting in the commission of going armed with intent. Another Griswold resident, 61-year-old Mark Funk, faces a charge of going armed with intent. Authorities say a woman, her husband, and two small children were traveling in the vicinity of 640th Street and Tucson Road on March 11th when Steve and Mark Funk boxed the family's vehicle in with a pickup and an SUV. The victim says both men then exited their vehicles and surrounded them before Mark Funk allegedly pointed a firearm at the family's vehicle. Both men have admitted to boxing in the car. Mark Funk was transported to the Cass County Jail and posted a $6,000 bond the next day. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says Richard Schwartz of Corning was arrested at his residence last night on numerous drug charges. At around 5:30 p.m., an off-duty sheriff's deputy witnessed Schwartz toss a bag out the window of his vehicle and onto a public sidewalk in front of a home in Corning. Upon further investigation, marijuana and hydrocodone was discovered inside the bag. Just before 11 p.m. last night, Adams County deputies met with Schwartz at his residence. Upon additional investigation, he was charged with two counts of distribution of a controlled substance to a minor and possession of a controlled substance on real property. Both are Class D felonies. He was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, distributing tobacco to a minor, possession of prescription drugs, and littering. Well, beginning today, the Cass County Health System in Atlantic will be implementing additional screening measures to protect the health of all patients and staff. All patients, visitors, and vendors must enter through either the main entrance or the emergency department entrance. Patients will be met by staff who will take their temperature on their forehead and ask a few questions about their recent travel and health. Patients who are determined to be at increased risk for COVID-19 will be asked to wear a mask and directed to Suite C, which will be used only for COVID-19 patients. OB and other providers normally located in that Suite C have been relocated to other suites. Also beginning today, the Atlantic Medical Center hours will run from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. The clinic will be open Saturday mornings for acute illnesses only, no wellness appointments, from 8 a.m. to noon. Weekend care for patients needing to be screened for COVID-19 will be available from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., both Saturdays and Sundays. Iowa health officials have confirmed 9 additional cases of COVID-19, bringing the state's total on Wednesday to 38. The Iowa Department of Public Health says 3 of the cases are residents of Johnson County, 2 are from Polk County, 2 are from Dallas County, and the last 2 are from Washington and Winnesheek counties. That news follows the announcement that employees at Iowa's public universities may get additional 80 hours of paid sick leave under an emergency measure to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Board of Regents President Mike Richards used his new emergency powers to authorize the universities and special schools to provide the extra leave. Governor Reynolds will hold a press conference this afternoon at 3 o'clock for an update on the COVID-19 situation here in Iowa. Well, Joanne Runyon, Atlantic High School School-to-Work Coordinator, reports the Atlantic High School School Trades and Local Employer Recruiting Day, which was scheduled to be held April 2nd, has been postponed until further notice. The Trades and Local Employer Recruiting Day is an opportunity for area businesses to showcase various employment opportunities to students in grades 9 through 12 who are in the Atlantic Community School District. Area employers still interested in participating in that recruiting day once it's rescheduled should reach out to school-to-work coordinator Joanne Runyon at jrunyon, R-U-N-Y-A-N, at atlanticiaschools.org. The Atlantic School Board will hold a special meeting today beginning at 10 o'clock, and they'll meet electronically, not face-to-face, at a physical location. The meeting will be broadcast live via YouTube at a link into this same story on our news page. Anyone who wants to view the meeting should use the link. You should not come to the school as gatherings of more than 10 people are currently prohibited. Action items on the agenda include pandemic pay resolutions for hourly, non-exempt employees, as well as contracted and salaried employees. And the CAM School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting this afternoon at 4:30 at the CAM High School Superintendent's Office. They're also going to discuss and act on paying hourly employees through this COVID-19 pandemic. In our funeral announcements, Colleen Schaff Morrison, age 64, of Oklahoma and formerly of Atlantic, died February 17th. A celebration of life service for Colleen Morrison, originally set for this Friday, has instead been postponed until further notice. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Frances Hansen, age 96, who's formerly of the Avoca and Walnut areas, died March 13th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Graveside services for Frances Hansen will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Donald Walter, age 93, of Council Bluffs, died March 5th. Memorial services for Donald Walter will be held April 11th at 10:30 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Dean Dino Adams, age 69, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. Per his wishes, cremation will take place, and celebration of life service for Dino Adams will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Craig, age 57, of Yale, died March 15th in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Robert Craig will be held at a later date. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Robert Bob Dixon, Jr., age 93, of Menlo, died March 9th in Stewart. Private family funeral services for Bob Dixon, Jr. will be held at the Rose Hill Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Eleanor May Heminger, age 92, of Harlan, died March 12th. Private graveside services will be held for Eleanor Heminger. The Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. The news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.